This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I know we're headlong into the week already, and we got a bonus segment, a bonus hour, in fact, a little more advanced medicine in the week, and I hope you can handle it. We're going to go for it. Dr. Rasha Batar is here on a Tuesday. And the kids go wild, Dr. Batar. Welcome, and I'm glad you were safe. It's your destination. I want to acknowledge also and pass on our condolences and love for the whole family in the passing of your mother recently. And I know we've talked about issues of life and death over the years together, but, you know, acknowledge a life hopefully well lived and that the family's doing okay.
Yeah, the family's doing great, and I think it was a life well lived. You know, one of the things that a lot of people look at time of the transition, what I like to call the transition, as an end, and I really think it's more like a stepping block off the current path, and it's the next phase. We know that when we're born, everybody celebrates it, but when we die, people are in a state of depression and sadness. But really, it's nothing more than a homegoing, you know, a homecoming. We're going back home to where we came from. And so I think it should be a time of celebration to rejoice in that next phase of life. But I appreciate your well wishes, and as I have asked everybody, just, to me at least, this is how a person should think. Keep the individual's thought in your forefront of your mind that they transition effortlessly and reunite with their loved ones that have already transitioned prior to them.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the things, as we've said, it's really the hardest for the people left behind because, of course, we miss the interaction, things like that. But I have no lack of confidence, and I've shared now with my audience my near-death experience where I left the body and went to an incredible place, and then I came back. This was, you know, I think I was a middle schooler at that age. But, you know, there are experiences that I've had that confirm that as well. And whether it's a belief system of yours or anybody out there, take comfort in the vitamin L that flows well beyond this lifetime.
Absolutely. It's something that we all have to go through, and I have no desire to meet my maker any earlier than I need to, but I look forward to the day that I do. And I also know it'll be a time for me to be reunited with many of the other sources, souls, spirits that, you know, preceded us. I know it's kind of weird to say, but, you know, a lot of my pets that I've had in throughout my life. I look forward to, you know.
Sometimes you miss them more than the humans.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just kind of like it's an opportunity to reconnect with all those. You know, I've got friends of mine that have died, friends of mine that are in the military, friends of mine that, you know, met their demise sooner than expected, obviously some family members, grandparents. And so I know that they're there. I can feel the presence often, and so it's all good. I think society then creates this image, and it comes back to the separation of church and state, as we talked about before, and when I say church, I mean religious indoctrination of our belief systems, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Judaism, mostly the monotheistic religions, but whatever we've been indoctrinated to believe in order to maintain control over the populace. That's what the religions have taught us. And I think death was one of those things, you know, to be feared, and as opposed to being reunited with the Creator. And so we have this brainwashing experience as we grow up, thinking that death is something that should be responded to with depression and sadness. And obviously, if it happens suddenly, and you know, there's that loss, but that's it's a circle of life type of thing. It's,
yeah. You know, it's well, and if we expand the discussion, of course. You know, we look at your mom, a life well lived, a long life, and yet we have these other issues, and you've been dealing with it for a long time as a physician, and as kids come to you or injured, some even killed. I interviewed a man, a young father last night, whose son died after a vaccine. I mean, that's, you know, not, it's just it's a brutal experience, and of course, he's dedicated his life to be sure this doesn't happen to anyone else by speaking out, which is good. That child did not die in vain, but here we have a story at the top of the show this hour with you. Headline reads, now brain cancer is now the leading cancer killer of kids. Brain cancer. Is this something that you can confirm via your physicianing? You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, all the children that we've treated for cancer, every single child that I can think of, I cannot think of a single child that I've treated, anybody less than the age of 10, that I've treated for cancer that didn't, that where the cause of cancer wasn't something related to the brain, whether it was an astrocytoma, glioblastoma, you know, whatever it was a brain cancer. So I can't think of a single child under the age of 10 that we've treated for cancer that it wasn't brain cancer.
Wow. I had no idea that that's not something I confront frequently in, you know, in this realm, but if they're saying this, obviously, it begs the question, you know, in the larger scheme of things, if you're new to this show and if you don't know Dr. Batar yet, I would urge you to go out and get his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. You get a sense of all the different things that contribute to cancer. But again, a child 10 and under, cancer of any kind, much less brain cancer, you have to say this is transgenerational. This isn't just what they've been exposed to when they got here, even though that's pretty rough.
Right. I think it's very, very intimately related to the vaccine issues, and how many vaccines the children got at a certain point, how many vaccines the parents have gotten, how toxic the parents are. Obviously, we've talked about those type of things. Actually, Robert, while I'm talking, there's one child that I can think of, and that was the most recent one that we treated. But that was, even though it wasn't a brain cancer, it was an ocular cancer. It was a cancer of the eye, but it involved the brain. It was, you know, growing into in and out, and so it still was north of the thoracic inlet, meaning so it, even though it wasn't a brain cancer, it was still involving partially the brain because it was an ocular cancer.
Right. But, now, yeah, for those that are listening and know of children or maybe their own children are suffering in this, what has your experience been? Realizing every case is unique and individual, but you look at cancer as a physician much different than the traditional allopathic oncologists do.
Exactly. My philosophy, as you know very well, it's all revolving around toxicity and detoxification. And so for me, cancer is either one, a severe toxic overload at a certain point, wherever that process, wherever the first cancer cell started. And that cancer cell, you know, what is the definition of a cancer cell? It's a cell that has uncontrolled cellular proliferation, meaning it's rapidly growing without any constraints, and has a suppression of apoptosis. Apoptosis is the programmed cell death that is inherent within each cell in the body. But when it goes awry, basically apoptosis is a program that it's almost like a security system within each cell that if the metabolism within that cell goes awry, that it will self-destruct and kill itself. It's like a suicide program. It'll self-destruct and kill itself to prevent any further loss for all the other surrounding cells. So it's a self-preservation, self-destruct component. That's what apoptosis is. Well, in cancer, it's a suppression of that self-destruct process. And so is a suppression of the self-destruction and uncontrolled cellular proliferation is what the characteristics of cancer is. That's basically what, when somebody says cancer, that's what you're talking about. A cell that has suppressed its apoptotic mechanism and where it's growing at an uncontrolled proliferative state. And why did it start that way? Well, it started either one, because of a severe toxicity at that point, or two, a severe malnourishment, a severe lack of nutrients at that spot. And in actuality, I believe it's a combination of both of those things where the cancer first begins. And the mechanism that we see that we call cancer is that uncontrolled cellular proliferation and suppression of apoptosis. So if you can, one, give the body enough nutrients, blanket it, so there's never an issue with a certain point where there's lack of nutrients at any level, and also make sure that you've detoxified the body so there's not a severe toxic overload at any significant point in the body, or any point in the body, then you should theoretically be able to prevent cancer from starting, meaning that suppression of apoptosis and uncontrolled cellular proliferation will never start because there's never any point in the body or any time in the body where it is so severely malnourished or so severely toxic at any specific point in the body where that cancer process can actually begin.
Dr. Bhattar, as I listen to you talk about these things, and I realize how much we, you know, are aligned in the way we communicate and what we acknowledge and have recognized. If I put in like my new pair of shoes, like I'm a new listener again, and I'm hearing Dr. Bhattar speak about this, and then I look in this article about brain cancer leading cancer deaths for kids, and then it says in one paragraph, most childhood cancers are mysterious. And then, you know, it explains that, oh, things have gone awry, they're haywire, we don't know why, and guess who they quote? The American Cancer Society. And so the folks that are used to listening to things like pronouncements from the ACS and go, wait, how is Dr. Bhattar so certain about what he's saying? The ACS is like, they've been around, they claim it's all a mystery.
Well, I guess, you know, people can go to Medical Rewind and they can just see how many people have been told that they were going to die and they're still around years after, you know, they were diagnosed and then we went through our treatment. And, yes, I've had that commonly said, you know, well, if what you say is true, then why aren't other people at the hospitals, other societies talking about it, and why did they say it's not? And even my own mom said this, you know, how can what you say be the truth? Even though she had cancer three different times, and we treated her the first two times, in fact, we treated her the third time, too. But, you know, there's only so many times you're going to get a shot at it, and if you don't straighten out what you need to straighten out. And my mom, unfortunately, you know, it was one of a sore spot for us because she would do what needed to be done at that time, and then she would stop and not continue the process. It's a journey, okay? When
right.
You get dealt with cancer, it's a journey. And if you haven't learned from the first time or the second time, it's going to eventually end up getting you. It's almost like saying, okay, well, I worked out this time, and I shouldn't have to work out anymore. Or I changed the oil in my car once. I shouldn't have to change it again. You know, you're only going to get the benefit of any of these lifestyle changes, any of these other things we're talking about, if you do it on a consistent basis. You can't eat healthy once, and then once you cross that threshold, then say, well,
right.
I don't need to eat healthy anymore.
Right. I had that organic kale last week. Why should I have to do it again? Huh? All right. Dr. Bhattar is with us. A bonus advanced medicine hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. You can check out his website, drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com. We'll also talk about the mitochondrial dysfunction that occurs with inflammation when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of factors over the last century have shot the cancer rates of the human population through the roof, if there ever was one. One of those background levels of radiation since we entered the atomic era in 20th century. Radiation, of course, cancer. And now, as we're talking about the kids thing, Dr. Bitar, and brain tumors in children, we can't overlook, and our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, she's commenting on the story about EMF from cell phone towers and cell phones. These kids that are playing all day, all night, and holding it up to their ears, that's a big factor as well.
Yeah, absolutely is, Robert. Any type of environmental trigger that can cause any disruption in the physiology or has a potential of causing any disruption in the physiology will play a role. So this kind of comes back to the seven toxicities I write about in the book. The first one is the heavy metals. The second was the persistent organic pollutants. So the first and second, pretty much it's impossible to abstain from. The body is being exposed to it, whether it's insecticides, pesticides, fertilizers, the benzenes, toluenes, organophosphates, the fluorinated hydrocarbons, all these different things. You've got the metals and the second one, the persistent organic pollutants. They suppress the immune system, which then allows the system to become susceptible to the third toxicity, which is the mycoplasma, the spirochetes, the bacteria, the viruses, the yeast, fungus, all that kind of stuff. Then the fourth toxicity is the energetics, and that's more like the ambient cell phone radiation, the microwave energies, all these other high-powered electromagnetic-type energetics that we're being exposed to. The fifth one is emotional psychological toxicity, and that's probably the most significant of all the ones that we're talking about, especially when it comes to cancer. The sixth one is foods, and it's not what we're doing to, it's not the foods themselves, but it's what we're doing to the foods, the homogenization, the pasteurization, the genetic modification, the irradiation of foods, and how that manipulation of the food substances has an impact on our physiology without us realizing what's happening right now. The implications are far-reaching, and many of those things we're not even able to comprehend or calculate because sometimes it may be generational, where it may take 2-3 generations before the impacts are fully understood. And then the seventh toxicity is spiritual. So now if you look at all these seven toxicities, their mechanism of action that causes pathology is exactly the same. That's oxidative stress, which is basically the rusting process. When you cut a banana or an apple in half, it turns brown. That's what we're talking about, oxidative stress. So anything that can increase oxidative stress can cause a DNA addict to form, and then the aspect that we talked about earlier, the uncontrolled cellular proliferation and suppression of apoptosis, to occur. And in some ways, I believe that this is really, cancer is really a survival mechanism, if you will. And there are actually people that have talked about this in the past, but it actually does make sense because the last thing that a tree does before it dies is it rapidly pollinates. Well, that would make sense that if the body's dying, that the last thing it's going to go is you go into a rapid self-proliferative phase trying to preserve itself, and that is a characteristic of cancer. So the point being, these environmental triggers that we're talking about, they actually fall underneath one of these seven toxicities. And any amount of exposure to any of these things can have a significant impact.
Well, exactly. And if we talk about the childhood cancers again and, you know, the vulnerability, we might not have as much years on children in talking about emotional toxicity or spiritual toxicity, but certainly, you know, the measurable toxins that accumulate because of environmental factors from mother and father to child, or even through grandparents and on down. And then we add that to the mix of these kids being born in a world with lots of background levels of the radiation, as well as EM field disruption from the cell phones, from the Wi-Fi, things that we've never had, at least in our recorded history. And some have said in the peer-reviewed literature, there's acknowledgement that this stuff does disrupt cancer or does disrupt normal cell metabolism.
Yeah, without a doubt, it does have a significant impact on metabolism. And when you start looking at the mitochondria, you know, the mitochondria is the energy furnace, the source of energy production within the cell, within each cell. Each cell has its own multiple mitochondria, and the mitochondria is really responsible for creating energy so that the cell can sustain itself for the everyday metabolism. So if you're looking about, if you think of the house as a cell, your house as a cell, then the mitochondria would be like the energy production unit or the electrical box, I guess you could say, that controls all the electricity that runs your television and runs your refrigerators and runs your lights and all the other things that you, the heaters and everything else. So the mitochondria, if it goes out or has a problem, it's going to cause a massive issue in the whole cell.
All right. When we come back from this break, we'll talk with Dr. Batar about an interesting article that relates to cellular inflammation, mitochondrial dysfunction, and oxidative stress, tying it all together, things we've been saying for many years here. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show, easy enough, go to GCN or Syndicator. It archives pretty quick there. It's also heard on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio across the pond in Great Britain, and SoundCloud. Real easy. A lot of folks listening, downloaded on iPads, iPods, telephones, whatever. They're not called telephones anymore. I know. Just showed my age there, Dr. Bitar.
Telephones. And if you'd like some more information, we'll send you a fax.
Right. Yes. We'll put a stamp on it. Oh, you don't have to do that anymore either. Okay. Anyway, also medicalrewind.com. I think we could say thousands of hours of great. Great archives of Dr. Bitar and I doing our thing, advanced medicine here each and every week. Again, a bonus edition because Dr. Bitar was flying out yesterday,
and he's back, so we got him on. Didn't want to miss a week. And where we go here, we were talking about brain cancer in children. It kind of transitioned into a discussion of mitochondrial dysfunction and imbalances. And there's a great article here. It's listed in the show notes, and it's from Medical News Today. You go to robertscottbell.com and link to it. Inflammation turns mitochondria into toxic factories. Now, we're not talking about acute inflammation, just you get an injury, you get your knee bumped, it swells up, and then you heal, right? What we're talking about is chronic inflammation, inflammation that's stuck. It's like you're in this cycle that you can't get out of. The inflammation keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. And it causes different metabolic shifts in cellular function. And this story is fascinating because it does go down to that mitochondrial level, the essential energy of the cell and how it's corrupted and now it produces toxins. And, of course, where they're directing this is how do we control it? How do we control it? Never do they ask, Dr. Bitar, how was it controlled before we meddled with it?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, as soon as you start creating this issue where you've got an imbalance that may be identified correctly by man, and then we try to go in there and we start to, as you said, meddle with it. We try to control it. In fact, in this article, it was really interesting that that's the exact word that they use. They talk about inflammation and they say that, where is it? Okay, so they talk about the mitochondria, they talk about inflammation, and they talk about how the mechanism of inflammation begins this entire problem that we want to deal with it. And it says that, that if you have to control, you have to tightly control this process of inflammation. And that's where the problem lies, because as soon as you start to tightly control something that it has a very inherent sequential logical way of working, but we as man come in and we think, oh, it should be this way, we start to cause a disruption in that natural balance. Because man, we know, inherently screws up everything.
Yeah, there's self-regulating mechanisms, and we go in and we monkey with it, screw it up, and say, uh-oh, we better fix it. And it's like, if you had laid off to begin with, you wouldn't have to fix anything. Now that you're fixing it, we're going to have to, you know, it's like when they come see you or they come see me, we not only have to address the original issue, but the issue the doctors messed with before they came to you.
And that's sometimes actually worse than the actual original issue itself. A
yes.
Perfect example is somebody gets cancer, then you've got inflammation, and in order to control the inflammation, the doctor puts them on a steroid, like prednisone, whatever it is. And mm-hmm. that entire process is to suppress the inflammatory cascade. But the problem is when you suppress that inflammatory cascade with the steroid, you're also suppressing the immune system. And cancer is already a problem indicating there's something going on with the immune system. So you wouldn't have cancer if you had an intact immune system. If you have an immune system that has been violated, now you become susceptible to cancer. So if somebody has cancer, by definition, they have a compromised immune system. So what do we do when we have a compromised immune system? Well, we certainly don't want to add gasoline to the fire once it's already begun. So you don't want to make the immune system further impaired by putting a person on a steroid. That's just absolutely insane, and that's exactly what we do. And in fact, this little line here from this article, it says, however, during disease, the inflammatory response can go awry and cause damage to healthy tissues. That's absolutely correct. It is a powerful mechanism. That's also absolutely correct. That must be tightly controlled. Absolutely wrong. You don't want to tightly control it. You want to actually enhance the system and get the hell out of the way and let the body do what it's supposed to do. Yes, it can cause a potential sequela to the tissue, the surrounding tissue. That is a true statement. There's no doubt about that. But the thing is, when you start going in and you suppress a cascade that the ultimate engineer designed in order for our bodies to respond in a certain manner during mm-hmm. a critical crisis period, we have to understand that we must pay the piper somewhere. And if we end up starting to screw around with those mechanisms that are in place, there's an old adage, it's not smart to mess with Mother Nature, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are going in, and we think in our infinite wisdom that we think we are so, you know, arrogantly we think we know everything, we start to screw around with things. If you want to see what the effect of man is, look at a forest, okay? We go in there, we're going to set up a little community, we throw off the entire ecosystem, you know, then we say, okay, we're going to, in the name of conservation, we're going to make sure that there's no hunters now hunting the deer because we've already killed off all the wolves and the coyotes, so now the deer population is growing. Okay, well, Now we bring in the hunters. They overkill everything. Now we don't have enough deer. And so we said, now we're going to put that into a conservation area. And then you have an overpopulation issue. It throws off the entire ecosystem, okay? You see this in the economy. You see this in finance. You see this in spiritual realms. You see this in every aspect. When man gets involved, we screw things up inherently.
Yeah.
And this, and medicine is no different. The body's no different.
It really is a fascinating article. I urge you to read. I know it gets a little egg-heady in places, but it's worth to understand this process. During inflammation, they talked about these macrophages. They gobble up the cells that they're supposed to when everything's healthy and functioning. But they say that there's a production of toxic compounds that further amplifies inflammation in the sequence. And I thought, okay, what are these toxic compounds? Because we talk about toxins all of the time. But we aren't talking about exogenous toxins coming in from outside necessarily, even though that could be part of the trigger. But the reality is the mitochondria, and here's the paragraph, are well known as the key energy generators in our cells. But we found that during inflammation, they switch from that role to instead making toxic products from oxygen using an enzyme called, how do you say, succinate? How do you pronounce that? Dehydrogenase.
Yeah. And so remember we talked about this with the DMSA, DMPS.
Yes.
DMPS is dimercaptan propanosulfonate, and it actually, DMPS, dimercaptan propanosulfonate, right? And DMPS, as opposed to DMSA, dimercaptan succinic acid. Succinic acid is the largest substrate in the citric acid cycle, and here's they're talking about it, the succinate dehydrogenase. So this entire component, and Robert, remember I said during the break, we could spend a whole show, spend a whole day on this.
Yes.
Let's talk about this point that you just brought up. It's really, really a crucial point because you just said that they go into a certain state where the macrophages start to create these substances that are considered to be toxic. Well, let's stop here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There is a decrease in macrophage activity in cancer because macrophages, what are macrophages? It's a type of white blood cell, right? When I'm doing before and after studies in our patients that we're treating with immune dysfunctions with cancer, we're always looking at the lymphocyte subpopulation. We're looking at the T helper cells, T suppressor cells, the CD4, CD8, CD3, the CD19, which is the B cells, which are responsible for making antibodies, the CD16, the CD56, which is the natural killer cell. These are all different subcomponents of the lymphocyte subpopulation. So white blood cells are called lymphocytes. And then there's various types of lymphocytes, i.e. lymphocyte subpopulation. That's what we're looking at, the various types of white blood cells. Macrophages are one of those types of white blood cells. Now, they're talking about that during the inflammatory process, then the white blood cells start to create certain types of toxic substances. That is a natural mechanism of how the body responds. For example, when they start talking about the use of hydrogen peroxide in medicine, okay, white blood cells, the lymphocytes, certain lymphocytes create hydrogen peroxide as part and parcel of their normal physiology in response to certain types of processes in the body. For example, when you have fever, okay, the febrile response, this hydrogen peroxide being released that the body is doing itself because it's actually creating a natural oxidative process. Now, why would we say that that's not something that should happen? This is how the body is created. This is a natural response. How can you say it's not supposed to be part of it? In fact, when I fought with the medical board, that was one of the things that the medical board president, who was the one who, signed the charges against me, also presided as a judge in my hearing and also decided on what the punishment was. So the judge, the jury, and the executioner. But this medical board president made the comment that there's no use for hydrogen peroxide in clinical medicine.
Wow.
I'm like, what? The body makes hydrogen peroxide itself. How the hell can you say that?
Right.
Now, ignorance is not a defense. And if she was that ignorant that she doesn't know that white blood cells release hydrogen peroxide in response to certain stimuli, that is a natural response in the body. The ultimate engineer created our body to work in a certain way. And as soon as we start going around and we start to muck around with that system, as you've already said, you will have to pay some type of consequence. This entire war on cancer that started when Nixon said that we're going to beat cancer, the incidence of right now cancer is a leading cause of death. It used to be cardiovascular disease. Now it's cancer. So we haven't made any headway in the last 50 years in the field of cancer.
You want more of something, you declare war on it.
Exactly. And so, when we say that, well, we don't know what causes cancer, yes, we do know what causes cancer. Cancer, in fact, for the first time in the history of the modern era, the 2010 presidential cancer report, for the first time that I'm aware of, they acknowledge in a 246-page report It's the annual, I think it's called the Annual Presidential Cancer Report or something to that extent. It's actually on our website, drkuchar.com. You can download it. But for the first time, 240-some pages, condensed down, I'll summarize it. They said that cancer is an environmental issue, and we need to look more at the environmental causes of it. And that's exactly right. And I don't mean just environment, meaning the environment, what you're breathing in necessarily, but yes, what you're breathing, what you're eating, what you're inhaling, drinking, all these things coming into your environment. But it's also the environment within your body, okay? You, inside your system, the environment that you created, which comes from the diet, because it comes from what you're eating, which comes from what you're drinking, what you're inhaling. So it is an environmental issue. And they basically said that we need to look at the environmental toxic load. And to
acknowledge it, yeah.
They acknowledge it for the first time.
By the way, Dr. Buttar, I'm almost finished with my book on silver. You know, I've been studying for over a decade, and, you know, one of the things I brought up as I reviewed the literature, it facilitates ROS, reactive oxygen species production, in the B lymphocytes, which is a normal process. Facilitates immune cascades, and all oxidative stress is not bad. That which your body knows innately, intelligently from the Creator to do when the metabolism is functioning properly. When is that? When you're not toxic and deficient and listening to the government tell you what to eat or drink. Well, we got one more segment of Advanced Medicine Tuesday today. Bonus segment with Dr. Rasha Buttar to wrap it up. After this break, go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Break it up.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So yesterday, I was at the Vax bus. They were coming through by Daytona and Ormond Beach. Dr. Batar, and of course, met some more parents of vaccine injured and even killed children, and it's just, you know, these stories are still horrific. They're still going on, and every bit of the spotlight we can throw on that, I want to do that. Right now there's a story here, and I think it transitions nicely from our discussion of mitochondrial dysfunction, because that happens in autism, story here on Natural News where they talk about autism being detected in vaccinated baby monkeys.
Yep, and I don't know if this reference to Brubaker's actual articles, and correct me if I'm wrong in any of the finer details, Robert, but Brubaker was a researcher that was appointed by the National Institute of Health to actually do a study looking at the potential of thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, the preservative that's used in vaccines, causing any type of disruption in the neurological system associated with autism. And when Brubaker did the study, not only did he find that there was a possible correlation, he found that there was a statistically very high probability that it was thimerosal that was causing the disruption in the neurological system in these monkeys. In fact, you know, the denudation of the neurofibrils that you and I already know, that was substantiated by University of Calgary with their video documentation of what mercury does to the brain tissue. And they basically, when Brubaker was scheduled to give this presentation, they scheduled him to go somewhere else, and somebody else was going to present his data, and they conveniently left out all those facts. And when Brubaker brought it up, that, wait a second, you know, this is a violation of ethical protocol here that you're not reporting my findings, they basically fired him. And so Brubaker's studies conclusively showed that there was an association, not just an association, but a significant association between thimerosal and autism in chimpanzees. I believe it was chimpanzees, in some type of primate, which is the closest analogous system, physiological system to the human system.
Yeah, in this case, they're talking about the macaques, but I know they've done experiments on chimpanzees as well. And, of course, it flies in the face of CDC's claims even to this day that, well, we've disputed, we've debunked, and of course, the science is settled. Anytime I hear the science is settled, I want to vomit. Because, you know, science never stops unless you are putting forth an agenda, in this case an economic one, and or even a more sinister agenda beyond economics in terms of population reduction and control.
Yep, absolutely. And so there's this type of issue that has been suppressed a lot by the powers that be, and I guess movies like Vax and some of these other things that have come out in documentaries that are trying to show what the reality is. If once people become aware, and they are becoming aware on a daily basis, they're becoming aware, I think that there'll be a lot less tolerance for this type of behavior to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be, you know, greater ramifications of those people that are propagating this information and saying that this is the truth, when in fact it's not the truth. It's actually completely counterproductive to alleviating these issues of autism and all these other things we're talking about, because the use of these things is actually increasing the incidence. And now, from 1991, when the National Vaccine Initiative started, when the incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000, to now, what is it, less than 1 in 40?
Yeah, around 1 in 45, but for boys, it's obviously much higher. And Dr. Batar, I met two moms yesterday, separate issues with the Vax bus. They were there to tell their story. And in fact, both of them had kids that were brilliant, off the scale brilliant. One was a hacker and was even arrested for hacking. And I brought this issue up of the film Mercury Rising. And both of the parents knew that film and knew exactly what it was. And I mentioned, wasn't it interesting that they called it Mercury Rising? And she said, yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it, because they had these brilliant boys that were able to see a whole other world that most people couldn't see, but they were injured severely by these vaccines and couldn't function fully in other areas.
Yep, that's exactly right. And anybody who hasn't watched that movie, watch it, because then if somebody was trying to tell us something very important exactly 20 years ago, because that movie came out in 1996, 5 years after the National Vaccine Initiative began. So they knew back then something sinister was happening, and somebody wanted to send the message out to the world. A movie about an autistic child that breaks the national security code because he's so intelligent, which is a true statement. They are extremely cognitively superior than the peer group. But the government's trying to kill him, and the name of the movie is Mercury Rising.
Yep. Well, that's it. We got our bonus segment for Advanced Medicine this week. Thanks, Dr. Batar, for flexing now that you're back on the ground. And look forward to seeing you at the Truth About Cancer in Dallas a few weeks away.
Looking forward to it, Robert.
Yep. So, you know, we only have one message that we tell you every hour, and I like to ask Dr. Batar say it when he's here. So go ahead. Let them know what they need to know.
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.